Hello again, I'm Kathleen Dunn. It's open line time for the month of May. We have our lines pretty crowded right now, but this is a chance for you to give your suggestions of programs you would like to have on the air. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. And if you're joining us in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee line is 227-2050, 227-2050. You can also send emails in case you can't get through this morning. You can send them to Rhonda and me, and Rhonda's is F-A-N-N-I-N-G at WPR.org, and my email is Dunnk, D-U-N-N-K, at WPR.org. We're always happy to hear from you, so send those suggestions along. 800-486-8655, 227-2050 if you're joining us in Milwaukee. Bob from Stevens Point is our first caller. Hi, Bob.
Kathleen, they call it the Iowa caucus for a reason. Is it still run much different than our primaries?
Okay.
Does that sound familiar to you? Remember some years ago when they opened it up? Do the people still go to a Republican voting place, Democrat voting place? For instance, we have a primary on our spring, what we'd call municipal election day or judicial election day.
Mm-hmm.
Does the state of Iowa say you got to do this, that, or the other, or does each party have its own thing and they might agree? And that's my suggestion for a topic.
All right. Okay, Bob, thanks for your call. Let's go to Andy from Middleton. Hello, Andy.
Good morning. The two programs that I would think would be of interest would be, I can't remember his name, but there was a, maybe Williston or something like that, an assistant to Colin Powell that resigned because he felt that that there were a lot of lies going on. And the other one was the two reporters that were on the Bill Moyer show that from Knight Reuter that had done a lot of investigative journalism before the war and were saying that it shouldn't, that we shouldn't have gone because there wasn't enough interest. And, the editor, too, but, I mean, the reporters, I would think that you'd have an easier time getting a hold of.
Okay. Okay, Andy.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Tom from Burlington. Hi. Tom's not there. Let's go to Jane from Racine. Hi, Jane.
Hi. I belong to an organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Mm-hmm.
And every year they put out an intelligence report in the spring. This year's is entitled The Year in Hate. And they actually have a centerfold with a map and names of various hate groups. And according to this group, there are 12 hate groups in Wisconsin. And I think it would be interesting to explore the kinds of hate groups and what they do and what their membership is. They're located in Madison, Monroe, Hurley, various places throughout the state. And also the Southern Poverty Law Center has published a report called The Guest Worker Program Close to Slavery. So those are two interesting topics, I think.
Okay. Yeah, we've had them on. We have them on intermittently, so it may be time to check in with them again.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much for the call, Jane. Our number is 800-486-8655. It's our open line for the month of May, and we invite you to call in with your suggestions of programs you'd like to have on the air or terrific speakers you've heard. Maybe we've neglected an area, or maybe there's a new angle on a subject that we have covered pretty frequently. We certainly welcome your phone calls during this open line for May. John from Madison. Hi.
Hi. Two shows. You could split them up into two parts, and I think that it would really be more interesting. First show's on diet. There's a report in the latest consumer reports concerning diet, and a panel of experts reviews 6 or 7 diet books, and they also review the diets as far as short-term and long-term weight loss, and they give tips in it as to what they have found. And I read this, and there's a lot of stuff there that I would never have suspected.
It's in Consumer Reports, Jen?
Yeah, the latest edition. It's a big spread on this whole idea of diets. And secondly, as co-part of this show on diets, there was a report by the government concerning, in view of the rash, this epidemic of childhood obesity, the prevalence of advertising to kids on matter of food. And I think their findings are also significant because, to me, it says that the government better cut back on advertising, certainly to kids 8 and below, where we're going to, this food epidemic, obesity-related food epidemic is going to just continue on. In other words, it isn't just kids not going out and exercising enough or having too much food offered to them. They're being affected by the advertising. The second show I would like to see is on drug companies. There have been two big articles in the New York Times, one today, an editorial about three anti-anemic drugs that for cancer and kidney dialysis patients by Johnson & Johnson, and the doctors buy the drugs, and they've been getting huge rebates from the drug companies, which have encouraged them to buy these drugs. And there's apparently they're finding not only is this practice somewhat unethical, but they're finding problems with these drugs. They're being overprescribed. That's one. The other half of that would be what happened with OxyContin and Purdue Pharma that was mentioned last week. $600 million dollars was paid out by Purdue for misrepresenting OxyContin. And I personally would like to know the scale of people that are claiming that they were addicted unethically on the basis of these claims made not by the physicians but by the drug companies to the physicians to market it to the patients.
All right, John.
Thanks.
Good ideas. Thanks very much for your call. Boyd from Milwaukee. Hi.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi, Boyd.
I have four guests for you, and I'll get to them right away. First one is Andrew Ferguson. He wrote a book, Right Up Your Alley, Land of Lincoln. And he is doing a talk at the Harry W. Schwartz Bayview mid-June.
Okay.
Okay. And then the other one would be, she was on NPR, Neil Conan's show a few weeks ago. I think her name is, if I'm pronouncing it right, Melinda Henneberger. She wrote, If Only They'd Listen to Us, Why Women Voters Voted
yes.
the Way They Did.
Yeah, I have that book. We just haven't booked it yet. Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. And then the two other names, these are pretty big names, but if you can swing them, Russ Feingold, in particular about Alberto Gonzalez. I'd like to get his take on that.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy, haven't heard much from him lately, but he has a new movie coming out, Michael Moore. It's due out in June. All about the healthcare system, and he talks about his trip to Cuba, I guess, and be a tough one to get, but if you can get him on, that'd generate a lot of calls.
It sure would, Boyd. Okay.
Okay. All
thanks,
right.
Boyd.
Thanks. You betcha.
Uh-huh. Bye. Kay from Madison, hi.
Hi. Two ideas. First one is I'd love to hear Jean Purcell come and talk with you about what exactly the Education Communications Board does, and I know they help fund radio and public radio and public TV, but I think Gene's really an entertaining person to listen to, and I think it could be an interesting hour.
Okay.
And the other one is Selena Fox, S-E-L-E-N-A, Fox, and from Circle Sanctuary near Mount Horeb,
mm-hmm.
and to talk about nature religions and contemporary paganism.
Okay.
And they just sued the VA about getting the Wiccan symbol on gravestones and settled with the VA. It took them about 10 years to do it, but she's a good speaker.
Okay, Kay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your call. Ann is next from Madison. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I'd like to hear more about Canada. And I heard either on Air America or BBC over the weekend that our last reporter stationed in Canada, anywhere in Canada, has been withdrawn by whichever American news medium did it. You know, I guess none of the major media have anybody there.
Really?
You know, Canada is just, well, it could be Outer Mongolia, you know, and they're our neighbor right across the border. And for everybody who listens to CBC, which is probably a lot of your listeners, we learn about border struggles and, you know, economic problems and agriculture fracases and all kinds of things, not from our media. They don't talk about it. We learn about them from CBC. So I would love to hear at least once every couple of weeks or once a month, someone, a Canadian reporter, maybe somebody who's not with, as it happens anymore, like Mary Lou Finley, talking about what's going on in Canada and what relations between the United States and Canada are like, because we're not going to get it from our media. they don't want us to know, you know, just how badly we're treating our northern neighbor.
All right,
I'd love to hear Mary Lou. She's just a, you know, she was so fun and such a great interviewer.
Who was that?
Mary Lou Finley. She was the As It Happens host. And she was, I guess they served for about 10 years, and then, you know, they go somewhere else. But I think she may be retired, so she might be a good person. She's a lot of fun.
Okay, Ann.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for the call.
Okay,
bye. Brent from Green Bay. Hi.
That's Brett, like Brett Favre. But it,
Hi, Brett.
Hello. It's a beautiful day. Thank you. wanted to say this is home of the National Railroad Museum. And I'm wondering, when we talk about the planet and fuel and everything, nobody seems to talk about using trains with biofuel and trolley systems and bringing back on a major realm, like a speed train from L.A. to New York or something. I'd just like somebody to talk about railroad and what happened to it.
Okay. Anything else, Brett?
No, just that.
You don't want us to talk about Brett Favre, huh?
Oh, you could talk, well, yeah, in Green Bay, everybody wants you to talk about Brett Favre.
I'm sure they're talking about him today.
Yeah,
it's like,
he wants to go, supposedly.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a sad thing, but who knows.
Right. All right, thanks, Brett. We go to Tom from Burlington. Hi.
Yes, I'm on now. The U.S. Attorney General's conflict here in the scandal in Washington, Mr. Gonzalez, hits right home here in our own state, because we had, I'd like you maybe get, I think her name is Georgine Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
She was put in jail for 4 months and literally railroaded into jail. And now the New York Times on the April 16th wrote an article about this whole scandal here in Wisconsin, how that the people, they were prosecuting some people and they were not prosecuting other people.
Right.
And I wish you maybe get her on, see if you can get her, or get somebody, I think the U.S. attorney's name is Biskupic, and maybe get someone.
Biskupic, yeah.
I think we really should pursue this, because it goes right to the heart of our democracy system, justice. You know, we really have to fight for justice, regardless whether you're Republican or Democrat. We all have to fight for the justice system.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's a good suggestion. We'll try and get her on. Thanks very much for the call. Rich from Sullivan is next. Hi.
Hi. There was a program on public television that was slated to be shown. It's Jonathan Miller's The Short History of Unbelief, or Disbelief. I can't remember if I've got that right or not. But Wisconsin Public Television decided not to air it, and it sounds like never to air it, because they said it was unbalanced. It's Jonathan Miller talking about the role of being an atheist in this current culture, and I'd really like to hear from all sides on that. I'd really like to hear from is it Annie Gaylor from the Freedom from Religion Foundation in Madison, Wisconsin, and also from representatives of Wisconsin Public Television, because I'm really kind of mad about it. I contribute from time to time, and I wanted to see that program, and it's not available on DVD, I'm told, unlike many of the public television programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so our one and only chance was to see it aired, and they decided not to air it. And I just don't like that. Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for the call. Daryl from Delavan. Hi, Daryl.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi.
I had two ideas. The one, it's a documentary titled America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Rousseau, A-A-R-O-N Rousseau. He's the director. I guess he did Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and The Rose with Bette Midler. And it's really amazing. It's regard to the income tax. And then the other I rented this DVD from my local video store the night before last, and I thought it was about the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I don't know if you've heard of this DVD yet. It's called Death of a President.
Mm-mm.
And it's the assassination of George W. Bush, enacted in Chicago at the Sheraton Hotel.
I have heard
that,
yeah. Date
is 10/19/2007.
Mm-hmm.
which is, of course, 5 months in the future from today. And I'd like to hear who put this together. How? Why is it legally out there? It just blew my mind. I mean, it's just you got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Daryl, for the call. Ray is next from Milwaukee. Hi, Ray.
Hi. I would like to see a show that discusses what our president should do in a crisis, and specifically using his 9/11 report. Kathleen, have you read the 9/11 Commission report?
Not the whole thing, page by page, no.
Okay, well, there are specifics in there, like Bush officially did nothing until 10:03 that morning. There is no phone records of him calling anybody. He claims his phone was busy and other such crazy stories. And why did him and Dick Cheney have to report in front of the commission together? You know, when you have two criminals, you want to separate them and question them separately. Why did we allow them to be questioned as if George Bush needed his father to hold his hand there? I mean, that's pretty insane. So just using the 9/11 Commission report, let's have a discussion about 9/11 just from the report. And there's fuel in there for impeachment, no doubt.
All right, thanks for the call. We're welcoming more of your phone calls. It's our open line for the month of May, and the number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. If you're joining us in Milwaukee, please call our Milwaukee line, 414-227-2050. 414-227-2050. I'm Kathleen Dunn. You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's open line time for the month of May. In case you can't get to a phone and would like to send a message, you can send a message to Rhonda Fanning, producer of the program, and to me. Just send it to both of us, FANNING at WPR.org, and mine is Dunk, DUNNK, at WPR.org. 800-486-8655 or 227-2050 if you're joining us in Milwaukee. And we go to Bonnie from Whitefish Bay. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Kathleen. I would like to hear someone from the Department of Corrections talk about the prison system in Wisconsin. I'd like to hear about mental health issues with prisoners. I'd like to hear about innovative programs that our prison system is doing. I know that the DOC works with MATC to do like a College of the Air thing with prisoners that's being picked up in other states.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear about that. I'd like to hear about the aging prison population, and are we offering hospice service? I'd like to know how people can volunteer in literacy programs and other things in our prison system. And I'd like to hear about the history a little bit. And we just had one of the longest lockdowns. I think it was the longest lockdown of a Wisconsin prison up in the Green Bay prison. And I'd like to hear a little about that, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bonnie. It's been a long time since we've looked at prison issues, so we will do that. Carol is next. Hi, Carol.
Oh, hi. I'm calling from Muscadet,
mm-hmm.
and my immediate response is to the suggestion that a caller made for some serious analysis of the film Death of a President, which I just rented. There was a lot of hoopla about it, and I thought, oh, this sounds like it could be good. It's really a dumb movie,
oh.
And the people who made it are so unsophisticated politically. And it could be dangerous because it's, like, simplistic. And the demonstrators, for instance, in it are these dangerous young people. And if anybody's been to a demonstration lately, you'll know that most of the demonstrators and protesters and peace people are old people. and so they're not even realistic about, you know, what things look like today. But that isn't even – that's kind of a trivial call-in. While I was waiting, I was thinking of listening to the person on your last show, just previous to this today, who was talking about democracy. And what bothers me a lot in these discussions about our democracy, he made some allusion to the Project for the New American Century, which was, you know, has this agenda, and it's more than just oil in the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. We always equate, as does, you know, William Crystal and all the neocons, et cetera, we equate democracy with capitalism. And nobody questions those definitions. Nobody understands. I mean, very few Americans understand that you can have a democracy that is not totally capitalistic, free enterprise, not-so-goofy American-style, monopoly capitalism. for instance, Canada. And that brings us into the Canada stuff, too. A wonderful country, very democratic, and not has a different concept of democracy. So when we discuss these things, I always wish that people would touch on the basic definitions of the American concept of democracy that they want to spread all over the world, because it's not real democracy. And it's not even real capitalism. It's a kind of corporate fascism.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Norman is next from New Auburn. Hi, Norman. Norman, are you there?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead, please.
I wanted to mention a friend of mine, Howard Baer. He's from Wauwatosa, and he is a physicist. He travels around the world speaking about the latest developments in superstring theory.
Mm.
And I think that this would be of interest to the public.
Hi, what's his last name?
Howard Baer, B-A-E-R.
Okay.
And he's with the with Florida State University in Tallahassee.
Okay. But he lives in Wauwatosa?
No, he lives in Tallahassee now.
Okay. Okay. All right. Sure. That would be a good show.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Milton from West Allis. Hi, Milton.
Hello. West Philadelphia High School had a special program for kids that had, you know, were in danger of dropping out. And these kids in an auto shop class built a sports economy car that ran on soybean oil, gets 50 miles to the gallon, and goes 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. CBS News did a little feature on this. I think it would be great if you could have that teacher. His name is Simon Hauger. His telephone number is...
I wouldn't give his phone number over the air, so we'll just get that... Send me an email on that, if you would, please. We don't want to give people's phone numbers over the air. Sounds like a good feature, though. Thanks for the call. Let's go next to Vikas, is it, from Madison?
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When I say immigration reform, what's the first phrase or first image that pops into your mind?
I don't have one image that pops into my mind.
Okay. So when we talk of immigration reform, so when mainstream media mainly talks about immigration reform, we tend to think mainly about 12 million illegal immigrants. Is that correct?
I guess.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess a lot of people would be surprised to hear about that. There are thousands and thousands of legal immigrants here in the U.S. Who probably have master's or Ph.D. degree, who work in highly skilled industries like computer sciences, biological sciences, and the immigration system is totally broken for them. And I've not heard anybody in mainstream media except Wall Street Journal talk about them. The Wall Street Journal calls them the other immigrants. And these are the people who have created 25% to 30% of companies in Silicon Valley. And this year, I don't know if you heard about it in a news item or not, a couple of months ago, the H-1B visas for these workers, they got over in 2 days. So now we have an entire graduating class of international students, probably from UW, from other universities, and they don't have work visas. And so we sponsor their education, we give them masters, we give them PhDs, and now we are saying that, okay, go back to your country because we don't have visas for them because our immigration system is so broken.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if you could do a program on immigration reform from the point of view of this is called the employment-based or knowledge-based immigration category.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an organization, a nonprofit organization in Washington, D.C. called immigrationvoice.org.
Mm-hmm.
So I could send you an email about some of
good,
the...
Good, that's fine.
Some people from that organization have done some programs for CNN also.
Okay.
So if you could get somebody from them, from that organization, just talk about the black backlog that we have for knowledge-based workers, for legal immigrants, and how the system is broken for them.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for the call. We have some lines open. If you're trying to get on the air with us and join our May open line, the number is 800-486-8655. Or in Milwaukee, it's 414-227-2050. A couple lines are open right now. We go to Dorothy from Madison. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi. I'm a pacifist. I have been that way for, well, at least 20 years now. I was not that way when I was young. I think the Peace Corps would be much better for our country. I do not like to see these generals on TV with their fancy uniforms. It must cost a lot of money to keep them as pressed as they are constantly. They teach people to kill. What is the benefit of that? Also, I would like to hear more about the outsourcing that goes on in this country. I wanted to get C-SPAN 3, so I called my cable number, and I got somebody in the Philippines. And she never even heard of it. She couldn't even, she didn't help me at all about my cable.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand, what is going on in this country? It certainly is a lot different than when I was little. There were family businesses, ma and pa, groceries. The hardware stores were run by families. Now everything is corporations. Most of them put their main office on islands and don't pay any tax. Why aren't the working people in this country getting upset about it? I don't understand that.
All right, Dorothy.
I guess I'm not saying too much about who to get because I don't know, but I really get upset about a lot of things. That's because I'm retired and have nothing to do but listen to stupid TV. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Dorothy. Thanks for the call. Yeah, sure, and outsourcing would be good, wouldn't it? Where all those phone calls and we get people in various countries. Who talked about that recently? I guess it was Thomas Friedman who did a show. We had him on a long time ago. He talked about that issue. All right, let's go to Marita from Friendship. Hi, Marita.
Hi, good morning. I have a question. I just heard this morning about the candidacy for the presidency. And about the problem with that this might be a Muslim or so, I like to have something on the air about explaining what is the real problem here in America, because normally what I have heard is that church and politics are divided. So if somebody has this religion or that religion, so why is this a big problem, a big issue to have this religion? Because normally you don't have to talk about your religion if you're a president.
Okay.
If you're in politics.
You're talking about Mitt Romney specifically,
yes,
the Mormon?
Yes. Okay. I'm just talking in all to understand, because coming from another country is just to understand what is the issue here to have, because we are saying all the time also, God bless America. So if you say on one side we take the church or the beliefs out of politics,
mm-hmm.
Why it's just an understanding for people who are not from this country who would like to want to understand why is this the issue here.
Right. Okay.
Maybe this is something.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks
Thank
very much for your
Bye.
Call.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Bye. Art from Milwaukee. Hi.
Hi. I would like for you to do a show on the case of Luis Posada, who's the Cuban-American Venezuelan national who, by U.S. intelligence and others, is been guilty of a whole career of terrorism, including blowing up a Cuban airplane, killing everybody on board in 1976, the assassination on Embassy Row that killed Ronnie Moffitt from Institute for Policy Studies and Orlando Letelier, who I used to know when I was in law school there. He was teaching at American University and was killed a year later. And according to, a good guest would be Peter Kornbluh, the May 14th issue of The Nation magazine, he has an article specifically on this. He had a special issue on Cuba, but he did an article on terrorists and counter-terrorists about Posada and the Cuban Five, including Fernando's imprisoned in Oxford, Wisconsin, for trying to monitor and stop such things. So that would be a very good topic. And right now, Posada is free in Miami. Okay.
Okay, thanks very much for your call. Camille is next from Ashland. Hi, Camille.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'd be interested in a show about the extravagant expenses that the candidates make. I know that a couple weeks ago there was a big uproar about Kerry's $400 haircut.
It was Edwards, yeah.
Wasn't Edward, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But, and why anyone would pay $400 for a haircut?
I guess you wanted somebody to do a really good job. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Because I'm sure there's, if anybody got into it, they all probably make crazy.
He's got, he's got a lot of money.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that. I mean, I can imagine some women spending $400 on their hair, but not most men. They don't.
I can't imagine anybody doing that. $400 for a haircut?
That was crazy.
I know. Yeah, he's not going to live that one down.
No.
Okay, Camille.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We go next to Marie from Rice County. Hello, Marie.
Yes, good morning, Kathleen. It's Marie from Price County.
Oh.
And I just wanted to make a comment in regards to the Canadian Broadcasting, that I think that would be just a terrific interview. One of those ladies, I think Mary Lou Finley's, she's retired, and Barbara Budd is still on, and that show goes so quickly, and they cover so much, and they break up the news with witty and clever things, which I think makes it just for a great hour.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what my suggestion would be as a show is, I found this out the hard way, but I drive school bus for a school district, and I was told, and I checked with the workforce development, that you cannot volunteer to do something that you do on a normal basis. And with the school districts in the shape they're in now, it seems almost a backwards thing.
What are you talking about? You can't volunteer to do what?
You can't if I'm a school bus driver,
right,
or you're a teacher, or say even if you're a doctor, you can't volunteer to do the same work that you would do on a normal basis and get paid for. You cannot volunteer.
Who said that?
The Department of Workforce Development, not the federal government. They told me, they said, well, we can't see why you wouldn't be allowed to do that. It's a Wisconsin statute.
Well, how in the world would anybody know what you're volunteering?
You know, we do it, and we do it, like, not very often, but it'll come up, and you'll volunteer to do something so that a class can go, and
sure,
it's not a huge expense.
Right.
We can't do that anymore. And I don't think a lot of people are aware of it, and maybe more clarification, but I was told it's illegal. So,
all right, Marie.
You know, it just might be real interesting to people, because here's people that want to do something for the good.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
So, yeah, that's just my thought.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marie.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye. Carrie from Madison. Hi.
Hi. I'd just like you to do a little bit more on campaign reform and maybe get some numbers on actually the percentages of people that are representing the people, as opposed to how disproportionate it is actually to the people that they're talking for and leading the country for.
Okay.
There's a much higher proportion of white old men in Congress, and I don't think that the whole country is all white men.
Okay. All right. Why don't we see more of a makeup of the American public? Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Thanks, Carrie. Bye. Rose is next from Wauwatosa. Hi, Rose.
Hi. I would like somebody to come on and speak about the sexual predator, because no matter if you rape a 3-year-old child or if you play a rough game of basketball, you are charged as sexual predator the rest of your life. And I had a situation in my own family just recently. My son had been drinking. He went by his brother's grave, where he always went. There's a basketball court there. There were some teenage boys there. They asked him to play basketball. He did. During the course of the game, he touched somebody. It was no more than 3 seconds. He was charged with a sexual crime. He went to his trial. One of the jurors at the trial made a comment when he looked at my son's attorney, who is a dark-skinned person, not Jewish, but he said, that person said, oh, the Jew boy, meaning the attorney. The case was supposed to be it was a 2-day trial.
All right, we can't go into great detail here. You're looking for a definition of sexual predator.
Yes, I want to know, why is it that you have to be on the rest of your life for something, regardless of what the offense is? And another thing I'd like to know is, how can the state of Wisconsin force-feed prisoners? They're doing this now. I heard it on the news this morning. Force-feeding prisoners who do not want to eat, and they're putting tubes in their noses, strapping them to the beds, and feeding them I just think this is really, really wrong.
Okay, thank you so much for your call. More phone calls in a moment. It's the open line for the month of May. The number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Milwaukee area callers 414-227-2050. I'm Kathleen Dunn. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Open line, 800-486-8655. Dorothy from Oshkosh. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
I've been driving and I'm listening to your show, and it was kind of hard to hear, but now I got behind this really slow truck, so it's easier to hear. So I'm really interested in this group that two of my daughters belong to, and my son used to be in it. He was in for 5 years, and it's called the Oshkosh Youth Symphony Orchestra. And it's a really wonderful group, and the kids that are in it are aged from like seventh grade up to seniors in high school. And it's just a very positive experience for the kids. And maybe you could get some of the leaders or even some of the kids themselves on the show and talk to them. I think it would be great to hear some positive things. There's so many negative things going on in the world. And
sure.
I love seeing teenagers who are involved in something that they're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids are really good. I'll send you a recording of them if you want.
That sounds great, Dorothy. Thank you. And if you want to just email us, if you could, a way to get a hold of everybody, that would be nice.
I will definitely do that.
Great. Thanks,
okay.
Dorothy.
Thanks,
uh-huh. Bye. Let's go to Gary next from Hayward. Hi, Gary.
Hi. I'm wondering if as soon as possible you could get some guests from the DNR. We have a fish virus now in Lake Winnebago. It just hit the news.
Yeah.
And, well, we didn't know it was there. I'm living in Oshkosh. I'm just working up here today, and it's going to be pretty major the
mm-hmm.
way it's sounding. And not only people that come from there to the North Country or wherever you go, I think people need to clean their boats with a bleach solution like they're recommending, no matter where you fish right now, just because we don't know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a lot of people that fished Lake Winnebago and that because our season is open all year round.
Mm-hmm.
And then on opening weekend, everybody headed for the North Country and it opened up here. And this is going to be a bad deal.
Right. I would imagine that Larry would be doing a show on this very soon. We'll check with him because it would be more likely to have this subject matter on his program than on our program. But we can certainly look at the issue if he's not doing anything.
Yeah, that'd be good. And even if you just got some information and maybe got announcements going on most of the shows, I heard it on your news. And
mm-hmm.
I think that would help a lot because, like I say, we already got the problem in Oshkosh. And I own boats and stuff. And without fishing,
right.
There's no reason to own a boat, and that's economically terrible for the region.
Right, it sure is. It sure is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye. John is next from Milwaukee. Hi, John.
Hi, Kathleen. I was going to suggest Al Franken. I think he would be an interesting guest and add some levity to some of the politics.
You know, I guess. I haven't found him very reliable. We have had him on before, and he showed up really late and was eating a salad the whole time he was on the air. But, you know, maybe somebody else would have better luck with him.
Then don't have him.
Yeah,
that's
you know.
Your choice. My suggestion.
Yeah.
And obviously you guys don't like him, and that's your choice not to like him, I guess.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying. It's
well,
not that we don't.
Have there other guests that have been unreliable that you've had on?
Well, this has happened several times with him.
Okay,
you know, so,
that's your choice. I can't do anything other than suggest it.
All right, goodbye. Dennis is next from Milwaukee. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. I'd like to suggest Michael Parenti or a full-fledged Marxist.
Okay.
Maybe even possibly a Marxist that would debate a capitalist
mm-hmm.
and say a whole flora of topics from racism to all the inequalities that we see driven by capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
All right. Okay, thanks for your call. Jackie is next from Milwaukee. Hi, Jackie.
Good morning. With all of these things that people think are a lot more important, I'd like to hear a program that would deal with the storm spotters that the National Weather Bureau has. People don't realize there are a lot of ham operators out there that are trained. And when the weather starts to be threatening, and they've even said they might be calling them up for a particular area because of storms that could be coming, it's amazing what some of these people do. They can be out in very dangerous situations. They don't just walk out their back door and say, oh, there's a storm coming. And the Weather Bureau counts very heavily on them and gets reports from them. And while I don't have a specific name, there is a group here in the Milwaukee area, and maybe the National Weather Bureau could help you with that, especially at this time of the year.
Okay. Thanks, Jackie.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye. Mabel from Caledonia. Hi, Mabel.
Hi there.
Hi.
I've been having trouble with these new systems you call various, like Medicare or someplace, and they say, we have a new automated system.
Uh-huh.
You don't, you get to just tell us what it is that you want, like billing, consumer service, and then we can understand that. And so you say whatever, and they say, I'm sorry, we didn't get that. We are an automated system that recognizes your voice. If you will just say billing or customer, I mean, it goes round
and round.
And I haven't, if I hit zero or if I hit star or no matter what I try to do to get a voice, you know, I can't figure it out anymore.
I share your frustration.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to help us.
Well, I don't either, but some, because you may get a machine.
Yeah, I know. I just want, I get so mad, I'm just screaming to the kitchen, I want to talk to a human being, please.
Yes, but the last time I did that, they hung up on me, so they did understand that part.
All right, Mabel.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye. Bill is next. Hi, Bill.
Hi, good morning. I was hoping to hear an interview with the recently retired General Batiste. Get his insights on the Iraq-Middle East conflict.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Roddy is next from Milwaukee. Hello.
Hi, good morning. My name's Roddy, and I was wondering if you maybe talk about getting Noam Chomsky on air and doing an interview with him and just question and answer time, maybe stay an hour or half hour with him would be quite interesting.
Okay. He's been on before. It's been a while, I think, so.
Yeah, I read several of his books, and I find them very interesting, and nobody ever brings up any of those subjects, mainstream-wise.
Uh-huh.
So I thought it'd be something different points of view, I guess.
Okay, Roddy. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye. Vance from Sturgeon Bay. Hi.
Hi. Saw the film Children of Men and really liked the film, and then watched the extras on the DVD, and through that became aware of a Slovenian philosopher, sociologist by the name of Slavoj Žižek. That's S-L-A-V-O-J-Z-I-Z-E-K. A lot of fascinating things to say and commenting on the film about society and about hope, which is what Children of Men, one of the things that Children of Men was about, was just the idea of hope, mm-hmm. H-O-P-E. And, yeah, I make sure I spell that.
Uh-huh.
And just love to hear him in a sit-down. I'm 50 years old and listen to a lot of public radio, watch a lot of television. I've never seen the guy until I saw these extras, and then discovered there was a documentary called Žižek about him. I think he would be a fascinating guest on public radio. I'd love to hear him on.
All right, Vance, it's a very unusual suggestion. He's probably one of those guys, now you're going to run into him all over. You remember how that happens?
Maybe because he was on the film,
right.
He was on the DVD. But he's very engaging and loves to speak and again, has a lot of insight.
Yes.
If you look on the internet, too, there are links and you can kind of read some of his stuff and so on and so forth.
All right, Vance, thanks so much for the call.
You're very welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye. Fred is next from Delafield. Hi, Fred.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. The reason why I called is I'm working with a program called EncourageAmerica.org. And I called in about 2 months ago, and we're ready to launch the program. A caller previously had mentioned they wanted to hear more about all kinds of positive news. And what we would be open to doing is to periodically come on your show and just have a positive two-minute story each day about some group or someone in the community that's making a difference. Might be a good addition to what you're doing. I listen to you often, and I applaud the work you do. Pretty impressive. And it's one of the few places for all of us to come to experience positive news on a daily basis. So I want to thank you for the good work you do and other people. But if they want to learn more about it, we're at encourageamerica.org, and everyone's welcome to take a look.
Good. All right, Fred. We'll do that.
And I'll send you an email as well, and one of your producers there to give them more details of what we're working on. So,
great.
But thank you again.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. We go next to Wayne from Wayne. Hi, Wayne.
Good afternoon. Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi, Wayne.
You're one of my favorites.
Thanks, Wayne.
I'm a conservative, but I'm here. One of the things I mentioned to your call screener, who was a nice fella, was or lady, was I think you folks, like you, Joy, Gene, Ben, smart people. My question would be if you could ever have a program, and you probably won't, but if you could have a roundtable discussion for some time and look at your caller base and maybe ask where are conservative callers to public radio and why aren't they calling? You know, I've listened for the last hour and then your last hour, which I thoroughly enjoy your presentations, but you don't hear any conservatives call.
Well, we have conservatives call, probably not in the same numbers.
Their names, Hugh, Saeed, and you know them. They're out there, but they're. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying, you know, I hear people call public radio, want communism, and want to shoot George Bush. It does get a little old after a while.
Oh, Wayne, I've never had any callers like that.
Well,
give us a break, really.
About a book that talked about assassinating George Bush. I mean, I don't know.
It's some movie. I don't know anything about it either.
And I don't think you care to.
Right. I'm not going to book it. No.
But, well, it's just a thought. I mean, like George Bush planned 9/11. He carried it out. You get called.
I've never done a show on that.
I know you. I think you have too much class. I really do. I know you're not.
On that note, I should say goodbye, Wayne.
No. God bless you.
All right, Wayne.
Take care.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Let's go to Jack from Oak Creek. Hi, Jack.
Hello. Say, would you please try to get on your show one of those retired generals who are willing to speak honestly and frankly, like a McCaffrey or a civilian guy like Lawrence Korb? And there's, I'm sure there's other of them, to get them to comment on, at this time, if the Iraqi military people are competent enough to defend their country, better than the 12-year Vietnam fiasco, where after 12 years, Eisenhower, Kennedy, and who else, and Nixon... thought they could defend the country, and it was a fiasco, and they collapsed. The key question here is get some generals, honest generals or civilians, who will tell us: have we trained the Iraqis to defend their country?
All right, Jack. Thanks very much for your call. Mary is next from Madison. Hi, Mary.
Hello. I would like someone to talk about the migration out of Africa into Europe and Asia. I know National Geographic did it with genetic information, and I was wondering, you know, where, you know, a migration route, I'm just kind of foggy on that.
I must say, this is one of the more unusual suggestions. This is a good one. Was this a recent issue, do you know, of National Geographic?
No, it's on National Geographic. They had a program, but I'm just kind of want more specific information.
Okay, Mary, thanks for your call. We have time for one more phone call. Bruce is next from Heartland. Hi, Bruce. Hi,
Hello.
Bruce. Hello,
Hello,
Bruce. Hello, Bruce.
Hello. Okay. I'd like to see a program on Social Security, Medicare. It was a lockbox thing when it was created, and the government over years have been taking the excess money out of that and borrowing it and putting IOUs in it. I would like to have an investigation or some type of program that would show if that money was repaid to Social Security, where Social Security would be today.
Okay.
That money's never been paid back.
Thanks very much for your call. That's it for our open line for May. In case you didn't have a chance to get through and would like to send emails, or you gave suggestions and we ask for more information, the email addresses here are Fanning, F-A-N-N-I-N-G, at WPR.org. My email address is Dunk, D-U-N-N-K, at WPR.org. We'd like very much to hear from you, and some of the suggestions were quite good. We'll get on them and have some of these people on the air soon. Tomorrow during this time period, we will be speaking with the author of Ike's Final Battle, The Road to Little Rock and the Challenge of Equality. This was the integration of the Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas, and this year marks the 50th anniversary of the 9 black students attempting to enter that school. We'll talk about Eisenhower in that, and that's during this hour of the show tomorrow. So thanks for listening. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.